Yeah. I see Daniel from the Bleeding Deacons, one of my favorite bands, is on the phone. Maybe I'll let him play. Why not?
All right.
Daniel, you want to play?
Sure.
All right, $500 for mangroomer.com, Daniel.
Sounds good.
You got to be able to pick the story that is fake. There's four gossip items. Four gossip items. One of them is fake. Pick out the fake one. All right. Mike, go ahead. You're on.
All right. Know how to spell chutzpah, kids? It's N-B-C. After making gazillions for the network on Will and Grace, Deborah Messing didn't think she was asking too much when she requested just one memento from the long-running show. All I asked for was the door to my office with the Grace Adler nameplate, the actress told pals. NBC promptly delivered Deborah's prize prop, but surprised her days later with another special delivery, a bill for $250.
Wow.
They wanted to recoup the cost of the wood, griped the astounded star.
That can't be true. Number two.
Here's a top secret shocker calculated to rock TV's world. Fox Network execs are waving big bucks at a wildly controversial Dream Team duo, wooing them to co-host a political/news show that'll trigger ratings nightmares for rival networks. America, are you ready for Rosie O'Donnell and Don Imus? Sounds insane, you say? That's what Take No Prisoners loudmouth Rosie said until Fox corporate jetted her to the Imus Ranch in New Mexico for a secret meet and greet. Incredibly, she and the acid tongue radio vet hit it off, and Rosie, whose fame for children's charity efforts, was impressed by Imus's program for cancer-stricken kids at his ranch. Sensing mutual chemistry, Rosie, who admittedly prefers working solo, and Imus, who's burning to scorch CBS for firing him, agreed to explore the deal with Fox Honchos. Stay tuned.
All I know is that would fail miserably. Rosie O'Donnell doesn't need Imus. Everything Imus does is low-rated. And Imus, whenever they try to put him in an original program that isn't sort of a rip-off of What I'm Doing, it fails. There's no way it would work. Number three.
Playing Mr. Bomb with baby Violet while wife Jennifer Garner was out shopping, Ben Affleck laughed when his little princess grabbed his car keys and started playing with them. But moments later, his agent phoned to say that Martin Scorsese was in his office and they were talking about a part for Ben in his new movie. Why not come over now if you're free, said the agent. Great, said Ben. But when he turned to Violet for his car keys, they disappeared. He was still looking when Jennifer called home and told him almost instantly, look in her diapers. She loves hiding stuff in there. Violet giggled as Ben patted her down and bingo, here's daddy's keys. Thank you.
How old is that kid?
Just a little over a year.
And she hid the keys in her diaper, you're claiming? All right, number four.
At a Christie's auction of Kate Moss photographs in London, a secret bidder topped all comers, vying for a 1993 life-size nude shot snapped in Marrakech by a famed photog, coughing up a whopping $106,000. The identity of that secret bidder? Kate's ex-beau, Johnny Depp, who may or may not have told his live-in French lover, Vanessa Paradis, that Kate's hanging naked on the wall of his L.A. office.
I don't believe that either. I don't believe any of these. I don't believe a one-year-old is capable of hiding keys in a diaper and the mom would know
so
it.
So none of them are true. Is
none of them
none
are true.
Of them. It's all bullshit.
All right, I'm gonna have to say the fake story is Deborah Messing, $250 bill from NBC. I don't buy it at all. I can believe some jerk-off got Imus together with Rosie O'Donnell, I guess. But Robin, what do you think is the fake story?
At first, I thought it was the Rosie O'Donnell and Don Imus story, but then he told the Ben Affleck story with the kid hiding the keys in the diaper. That's not true.
Right, I agree. It's crazy. You're all crazy. Go ahead, Artie. What do you think?
The fake story is that Mike doesn't have a hairy back.
It's true. I had a Cape Cod weekend with Mike, and it was smooth as silk, though. Believe it or not, it is true.
I
also have very small nipples.
Thanks for sharing.
Does that interest you at all?
I'll give you my answer after I throw up.
I remember your big, thick, veiny cock.
Is that coming on to me, Howard?
Yes, I am. Can't you tell? I'll fix you another old-fashioned.
I had a lovely old-fashioned last night, actually.
I know that you drink.
I bet you had five.
About three hours ago.
Collecting information on Mike.
I remember that's his drink, the old-fashioned.
Yeah, right. Come on, let's get going.
I got a whole file on Mike Walker. I believe that Imus and Rosie would be good for, like, an Abbott and Costello remake, but not a TV show. I think he threw that in there to rile up Howard. I don't think that's true.
All right, Artie says it's fake. Fred, what do you think is the fake story?
I was going to go with Rosie O'Donnell and Don Imus, and I'm going to go against my rule by joining in with Robin, because she always goes down the wrong path. But I looked over at Benji as Mike was telling that story, and he even rolled his eyes on that one. So based on Benji's eye roll,
the car
solely
keys.
On that, the car keys and Ben Affleck.
All right. Robin and Fred say Ben Affleck's car keys story is ridiculous. Artie says Rosie O'Donnell and Don Imus getting together was there just to rile me up. And I say Deborah Messing was not charged $250 by NBC. Mike, go ahead. Tell me. Oh, wait. Don't tell me anything.
Here
we have a player.
On the phone.
Daniel from the Bleeding Deacons.
Fred's first instinct, Rosie and Don Imus.
All right. You say Rosie and Don Imus. So you're playing for $500, Daniel. Of course, the $500 provided by that great back shaver. It's something that's essential. What is the fake story? Let's find out if Daniel wants some money.
Well, Howard, no one has picked, of course, Kate Moss.
Right. Shit.
Oh, ye of little faith, Fred. Because you're a winner, along with Robin Quivers. And
wow.
I'm really sorry, Daniel.
Daniel, you always go with Fred. Fred always wins.
You know what?
With his first instinct. Though.
And then the other thing that kind of made me, other than the Benji eye roll, was the fact they were just talking. It's not like a bona fide deal.
All right.
Execs do that shit all the time.
Has anybody checked Fred's desk for the early edition of the?
I swear he cheats.
I'll tell you.
I swear he did too.
It's on
my live spot sheet
ever,
right here,
and I picked it too. So right.
He's got Robin's cheating. A total of Fred's got to have a total of 3 losses since we got.
Why has Fred gone on for years and years without having the kind of run that he's had lately?
I don't know.
And isn't it strange that the Enquirer has changed its day on the streets time so that now you guys actually have the issue
right.
before I do.
And I used to think Howard
the
was
game.
The
well, thanks for
yeah,
the information.
I,
now I'll do
I
that.
Want, oh, come on. Thanks
you don't
for
need
the information.
It.
It's up there. You know it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel from the Bleeding Deacons, I'm going to give you $500 anyway from mangroomer.com. The new Man Groomer is the essential do-it-yourself electric back hair shaver available at Bed Bath & Beyond and mangroomer.com. Okay, Daniel?
Excellent. Thanks.
Daniel, do you have back hair?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
See? Artie?
Yeah, well, I understand.
Hey,
I just think you do, not Daniel.
Well, Daniel now has $500. Do you have small
That's
nipples,
good.
Daniel?
Very small.
All right, good. Hold on. Thank God. All right, Mike, thanks.